Okay, let's start this discussion. Chris, I'll let you and Bob move it forward with it.
Sure. So, Alita, I've met with her attorney, and as far as the terms in the agreement, we are fine with them. Mike Malmberg had proposed that we include 8 properties outside the district that could potentially be served in the future for Alita to use the 24 connections with. We responded and said no, and she agreed to that condition. A little wrinkle has developed, though, in the last day, surprisingly, is that D. Staples has come forward and said that Wolf Creek intends to issue shares that have non-voting status. That concerned me enough that I wanted to talk with Don and Mark. I spoke with both Don. Don didn't think it was really an issue that needs to be addressed right now between us and Alita. Mark was not quite so sure. And so
there's a lot of feedback. Somebody's banging stuff around.
It's right. Matthew.
It's not me, it's at the desk there. James, be quiet.
I apologize, Bob.
So the board can actually approve the agreement as written, conditioned upon us figuring out this voting share status issue. Mark suggested having Don speak personally with D. Staples to say exactly what they're planning on doing with these shares. It may not hurt us, it may. We need to evaluate what that does to us if we have non-voting status shares.
So my suggestion would be we wait till the next meeting in December to approve anything, because this has been such a moving target. I'm really concerned about that non-voting shares. I know Bob or Don is not as much. I haven't had a chance to speak with him about it and why, but to me, in any organization that you have no non-voting shares, it's kind of not, I'm concerned.
I think that would be wise to figure out exactly what's going on. The next meeting's less than 3 weeks away. I think that gives us enough time to figure out and communicate with D about that. But as far as the other terms, we're all in agreement.
Okay.
Right. So I would suggest, Chris, that you communicate with Mike and explain the situation that we are legitimately concerned about these voting shares, not voting status. My principal concern revolves around the fact that I see a potential blueprint for disaster, namely that Wolf Creek Water and Sewer somehow, after these shares are given to us as non-voting shares, modifies their bylaws to the extent that these become essentially non-functioning for us. We could have to pay more rent for them. I just think it's just an unacceptable risk. So until we can clarify that, I think we need to full brake stop on moving this forward.
I agree, and that was Mark's suggestion as well.
Okay, I think we can go out of public hearing, let's just get out of closed session, and then when we get to that portion on the budget about the Colby Water shares, I'm just going to take it off the agenda and we'll move forward.
Okay. Yep.
Do we need to make the motion now?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'll make a motion. Yeah. We come out of closed session back into our public meeting.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. That was a roll call. Everybody said aye. Okay. We are back in.